Hello, this is Thompson Smiley with another of those incidents when I take my Louisville magazine column Smiley's Picks into the studios of WUOL. And my guest today is Joanna Goldstein, who's well known around the city as a pianist and educator. She's a member of the Kentucky Center Chamber Players, but makes an honest living as professor of music at IUSC. Joanna, the reason I asked you in was because you wrote a letter to the Courier Journal recently on the orchestra situation, and it struck me as not only optimistic, which is good, but also as very reasoned and uncontentious. And tell me what prompted you to write it.
Well, I believe that the Louisville Orchestra is too valuable to this community for us to lose it. And I've watched, for a year, the people, the current conversants have been talking and going nowhere. In fact, I think, if anything, it's become very, very negative. I mean, you know, we've had for years, this area has a reputation for excellence in a number of things, and one of those has been the arts. And the orchestra is really, in many ways, foundational. It's a bedrock of what happens musically in the city, and we can see recently that, a lot of people or a lot of organizations are losing out. The school programs, the opera has problems, the ballet, you know, who knows what's going on there, even small groups such as my own chamber group. Everybody really suffers when this isn't, if this isn't worked out well. And
how is the chamber group impacted? I mean, surely you're a group of freelancers and your own bosses.
Well, that's exactly, but, you know, this city is not large enough to maintain a large population of professional musician freelancers. There's not enough work. And so our organization, for instance, is based upon not just the four of us who are core members playing, but we bring in other musicians in order to expand our repertoire. And to a great extent, not totally, but to a great extent, those musicians come from the Louisville Orchestra, mm-hmm. because those are our professional musicians.
What I can't understand, though, is why, for example, the opera is collateral damage in all this. As we know, they had to use a piano. And why the Kentucky Chamber Players are collateral damage? Because the fight is not between you and the players. On the contrary, it's, you know, your allies.
Well, it's just that so many people are leaving town.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing is that music is really in many ways a national, if not international, industry. And the situation has become so difficult that fine reputation that we've had is really becoming very, very negative. It's a very destructive process right now. People are not going to want to come from other places to come play here. And we're talking about professional musicians. And as I said, you have a lot of LO folks who have simply left town because they need to find something stable. And my point is this. I think it is not helpful to be assigning blame to anybody. I think that this has gone on long enough that it is becoming a very serious problem. I don't think we should look at it as a zero-sum game. I think it's only going to work out if somehow we can all agree on what is most important. What I see that there are two issues that are really very essential and that I guess represented by the opposite parties. One is that the orchestra must maintain excellence and enough, it must have a constituency that is not only high quality but is flexible enough to serve all of the repertoire it needs to and all of the various activities that it is engaged in. On the other hand, it is very clear that the orchestra must be financially stable.
Right.
Now, the thing is, those issues are interdependent. They can't exist without each other. And unfortunately, I am not involved in the conversations. I have no idea what has been going on, but it's obviously not working.
No. I mean, in the arts, maybe in all aspects of life, there are no artistic decisions that don't have financial implications, and there are no financial decisions that don't have artistic implications. About 8 years ago, I wrote a piece for Louisville Magazine, I think my first piece, and it was talking about the myths of arts marketing. And the point I made then was that everyone says it's about money, you know, just give me more money and everything will fix itself. Right. But that's not actually true. There are also issues of audience taste, audience interests, the fact that perhaps young people don't have the attention span for classical music, right, and the thought of going to a concert of an hour and a half of grandmother's favourite tunes, great-grandmother's favourite tunes, may not appeal to the broad section.
Well, I actually, I really couldn't agree with you more, because I don't think that this is a question of just money. And as I mentioned, I have to believe that there's more than one answer to this mm-hmm. quandary that they're in. And one of the things is, you know, I talked about having other voices talk about this conversation, but even beyond this immediate situation, I firmly believe that the orchestra needs to, and all musical organizations, in fact, have to have greater outreach. We should have voices at the table from the West End, from the South End, from Southern Indiana, and most importantly, we should have young people. Mm-hmm. Because society is changing, as we discussed before, society is changing. There are new ways of delivering entertainment. There are new technologies. There are other tastes. That doesn't mean that we give up what we have done, but it means that we need to be more expansive. And mm-hmm. I think that that might be a way out of, at least partially, out of this situation. But
I think one of the almost axiomatic issues here is that anything born of woman either changes or dies.
Right.
And that the classical music, orchestral music, of concert music, call it what you will, of all the arts has probably changed least. I mean, if you go to Louisville Orchestra concert, they're dressed the way they were in 1890 and they're probably playing much of the same music.
Well, yeah, I think that is true, and that's why we need to be talking. It's not that what we're doing, musicians, I think, tend to be somewhat traditional and conservative, and it doesn't mean that what we're doing is not valuable. It means that there are things that we need to add to it to make it all work, and in order to find that out, we'd have to talk to young people, and we should also be looking at models in other medium-sized cities that have made a success of things. So I would like to see the conversation become constructive, mm-hmm. and to look for new ways. We can be entrepreneurial.
Mm-hmm. Because I think both sides nailed their colors to conflicting masts, if you'll pardon a mixed metaphor. I mean, there's really no real dialogue at the moment, is there?
Well, as I say, I'm not engaged, no. So I don't really know the intricacies of what has been going on. I know people in the orchestra, I know people on the board, I know people who are supporters of music who are, you know, kind of confounded about what's going on. I think it is always a problem when you reach the answers before you ask the questions.
Could you explain that?
Well, what you just said. There's more than one way. There has to be more. You're talking about a very creative city. Mm-hmm. You're talking about something that I do believe is that everyone involved cares deeply. Mm-hmm. But when you have the answers before you have the discussion, then it becomes difficult. And mm-hmm. I just think that we ought to open up the opportunity, our imaginations, to see what else is possible.
Well, to paraphrase that, you mean if one side is saying 71 players or die and the other side is saying we have to lob 2 million off the operating budget, then there's no room to negotiate if...
The conversation has to be different.
It has to be different.
It might be that for the short term, as I say, I think for the long term, we must have other people at the table. For the long term, good. Mm-hmm. So that the orchestra flourishes. And I think this is true of all musical organizations. But I think perhaps in the short term, the only way for a new conversation to happen is to have different people at the table. And this is not my idea. This was an idea that was suggested by Henry Fogel, who
yes.
mm-hmm. was an administrator for the American Symphony
yes.
Orchestra
Legendary
League and Chicago. So he knows. And I was just trying to be a local voice supporting this, because they are at an impasse. And really, not only the reputation of the groups, but the reputation of the city ultimately is going to suffer.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Joanna Goldstein.